This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Hearing reports that there is likely to be a second round of peace talks between the US and Iran. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has said the talks between the leaders of Israel and Lebanon are due to happen on Thursday. With us is Yossi Beilin, who is a former Israeli Minister for Justice and an academic with expertise in the area of political science, also somebody who was central to the peace process leading towards the Oslo Accords many years ago. Yossi, can I first of all ask for your analysis of where Israel stands now in terms of its security and its overall aims? We've seen years now involving significant attacks on Gaza, significant attacks on Iran, significant attacks on Lebanon. Has Israel improved its position and its standing through all of this?
The jury is still out. It's too early to judge. I think that the war was too long on too many fronts. No question that the Israeli army is the strongest one in our region, and that the different enemies were weakened. But is it going to really change the whole situation? It is too early to judge. I hope so. And the news about Lebanon is very, very important.
Why is it so significant?
Well, we have to make peace with Lebanon. We already had the peace treaty with Lebanon, which was confirmed by the Knesset, and eventually Lebanon could not implement it. That was in 83. And it is very clear that we are not real enemies. I mean, not with the Lebanese government. There are no territorial differences, major territorial differences, gaps, or something like that. So it is very easy to make peace with Lebanon, and there is a need on both sides to do that. The problem is the weakness of Lebanon. And internally, it is very difficult for them to have peace with Israel. We should try again. And I think that Netanyahu made a mistake by refusing to talk to them a few weeks ago, because it was a Lebanese initiative. But now he accepted it, as he accepts everything that Trump is telling him. And in that case, it is a very positive development.
I
would really love to see peace between us and Lebanon. And since I was a child, and that was many years ago, everybody said that the first country which will make peace with Israel after the 48 war would be Lebanon. And this did not happen because of their weakness.
You mentioned the relationship with Donald Trump. The American objectives have been nebulous when it comes to their reasoning for the attacks on Iran. Are the Israeli objectives clearer? And if so, have they been achieved?
There is one important thing, and that is that Iran will not have nuclear weapons. This is the main issue, and if you ask me, almost the only one. Of course, there are other things that they are helping the proxies, and that they are shooting missiles on my home and so on and so forth. But the nuclear threat is the biggest one. And if we solve this problem, then we are in a very different situation. If we don't, and we just emphasize the other achievements, while this problem is still there, it will not be a real victory.
And what do you say to the international analysts who would suggest that there was already a process monitoring that had been agreed with the Obama administration, and that this action hasn't furthered the cause in relation to a better negotiation than was already in place?
That they're right.
Thank you very much. That is Yossi Beilon, who is a former Israeli minister for justice and was significantly involved in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process in the 90s. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.